What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, has Haiti become a narco state? When Ariel Henry became acting Prime Minister and President of Haiti in July 2021, he promised to usher in a new era of political unity and peace.
Moving on now, Haiti has appointed a new prime minister in the wake of the president of President Moïse's assassination. Ariel Henry assumed office 2 weeks after the president's assassination.
Just 2 weeks before, Jovenel Moïse, then the country's president, had been assassinated in his own home in the hills above the capital of Port-au-Prince.
Haiti has declared a 2-week state of emergency following the deadly attack on the president.
His assassination plunged Haiti, a country that was already in disarray, into further crisis.
Aid workers in Haiti are racing to provide food, water and shelter to survivors of Saturday's earthquake before a major tropical storm hits the country.
Clashes between the opposition and security forces right next to the presidential palace. It's become a regular occurrence on the streets of Port-au-Prince.
But Ariel Henry was seen as a safe pair of hands. The then 71-year-old neurosurgeon was a close ally of Jovenel Moïse, and he was no stranger to crises. He led the public health response following the devastating 2010 earthquake and the deadly cholera epidemic that followed in 2012. It seemed like stability might be on the cards for Haiti. That was until last September.
Ariel Henry, Haiti's new prime minister, a former minister of labor, a former neuropathologist, now a suspect in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse.
Haitian authorities investigating the death of Moïse have arrested 44 suspects, including foreign mercenaries and serving police officers. They believe that President Moïse might have been killed because he was cracking down on the systemic corruption that meant drugs flowed through Haiti's public institutions. Since the 1980s, Haiti's been an international center for cocaine trafficking.
Neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince are ruled by competing gangs who either support or oppose the government.
President Moïse, who was increasingly unpopular with Haitians, was compiling a comprehensive list of high-ranking politicians and businessmen who were involved in Haiti's drug trade. His plan was to send these names off to the US government. In September last year, Ariel Henry was accused of having close ties with Joseph Félix Badiou, a former Justice Ministry official who is currently wanted by authorities on suspicion of organising the assassination. And it was reported that the pair spoke on the phone before and after the assassination. Ariel Henry was banned from leaving the country and Haiti's top prosecutor called for him to be charged. But Ariel Henry says he never spoke to Joseph Félix Badiou and responded by sacking the prosecutor. So just how committed is he to solving the murder of his predecessor? New evidence published by the New York Times suggests there is more tying Ariel Henry to Joseph Félix Badiou. As well as the phone calls, the newspaper alleges that 4 months after the assassination, while wanted by police, Joseph Félix Badiou visited the Haitian leader's house at night. Twice. Now, the alleged contact between Ariel Henry and Joseph Félix Badiou doesn't prove the leader helped the suspect or that he was actually involved in the plot. And Ariel Henry strongly denies any involvement at all. He's promised to bring the assassins to justice. But the allegations don't do anything to help a country in deep crisis. Violent crime and kidnappings are on the rise, with ordinary people often caught in the crossfire. For now, it seems like the people of Haiti might be waiting a while for that new era of political unity and peace. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to leave us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us to spread the word. Today's story was written by Nimmo Omer and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.